foot. Squeeze it. Up. Come on, squeeze.
Right. Just.
More. Kill me. More.
Okay, come on up. Up.
Squeeze it. Come on. Up. Squeeze. Harder.
Yeah.
I am cold, I am emotionless, I am zen, at peace, ready for war. So I pay no attention to how he is feeling or how he is going to feel. I simply enter the way I enter, and that is enough. They either overextend or they shrink away, but either way is not good for them.
No one now! Say something! No one now! I'm f***ing all you boys! This is just your f***ing most dangerous guy here! I gotta come before everyone! I kill everybody! All the weapons!
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Fuck your motivation. You need discipline. Because motivation's not there every day.
You have a project that's due at work that you don't feel like working on right now? Doesn't matter that you don't feel like working on it right now. You impose discipline on the situation and you do what you're supposed to do. You have a exercise, you need to work out this morning, you haven't worked out yet, you wake up in the morning, you need to go work out, you don't feel like working out, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that you don't feel like working out, doesn't matter. It's not part of the calculation. Discipline overrides that. Discipline trumps your feelings. And that is what you need to apply as a person, as a normal human being, no matter what you're doing in your life, you need to let discipline be your guide.
Every fuck day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't? So it's perform without purpose. You have to learn how to get up and do shit. You ain't got no fucking 5K, no 10K, nothing. Nothing exists. Your life fucking sucks. You're in the fucking dungeon. But guess what? I'm still going to get it. Because when that time comes, because the time is going to come, when that purpose is there, you'll be ready.
Imagine walking out the door a loser. I'd rather die. I would rather die than be that loser guy. Think about that. You want to walk out the door a damn loser, or do you want to walk out the door a winner? That, you know, I'll fight to the death. And sometimes I actually went close to death. It sounds crazy, but you got to give it that much. If you want results, otherwise you'll be like everybody else. The majority of the population, they think they're training hard.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
It's not about today, it's about the future. You do the work now. Do the work now, and all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
We stay in there, and we keep fighting, and we plant our feet, and we say, until death do I part, this is me, and I will fight this battle, regardless of what the battle is. Quit moping, quit whining, and get up and keep going. The bell will ring on this particular fight that you're in, whatever it may be. The bell will ring and that fight will be over. Smile in the middle of that fight. Smile through those bruises. Smile through that swollen face.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Smile through the blood. And when you don't have another smile, you just keep standing in that doorway. You keep taking the blows and you keep fighting back until that one ends. And then sit down with some dignity. Sit down with some self-respect. Rest. Recover. And face the next one with the quiet dignity and the earned pride that only the warrior who keeps fighting has any right to.
When it comes down to how long can you stay in that pool, when it comes down to how far can you run, when it comes down to how much can you push yourself past the part where you want to quit, how far can you keep going, there's a purity in that, that it dissolves social order, all that bullshit, all the what people think about you goes out the window. It's what who are you right now.
That's right.
Who are you right now?
Yeah. I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline, you ain't nobody.
Right.
Nothing. Because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%.
I mean, discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it. That is a great quote.
When your plan fails, when those bullshit laws get too heavy, when you get knocked the fuck down on the fucking canvas, when everything falls apart in your life and your plan is fucked up, what the fuck are you going to do? There's only one motherfucking option.
One man.
Stay fucking hard.
Death. Hey, not paying the machine here. There you go. Nobody works like David in this house. 13, come on. 14, come on. 15, shut that muscle down. 16, come on. Get it. 17.
You don't know me, son.
Get it. 18.
You don't know me, son.
Get it. 19.
You don't know me, son.
Yeah. 20, you got some more in you.
Son.
21. Yeah, get it again. Come on, we want to see it. Good, 22.
Who's going to carry the boats and the logs?
That's you, buddy. Come on, 23. Come on, 24. One more, David.
Who's
one more
to carry the boats?
You're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. You did it. Yeah.
Who's going to carry the boats?
In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school, you worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it, move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't fucking get it, someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours. Get after and stay hard.
I don't like it. My body hurts. I'm hurting. How do we get through this? And it's a lab. It's my mental lab. And so when I come home, I'm not forgetting it. And the second, like every day I get done running, or every day I get through working, every day I get through studying, whatever it is that brings me to that place of knowledge, I come home from running and I write everything out. I write everything out, all those things. And as I'm running, I'm talking about it. So all these things that pop in my head as I continue to run, I'm going through it. I'm starting to layer it down. I'm starting to break it down into, okay, that happened. Okay, now let's layer this. Because that's just not how it happened. It just didn't happen that way. What led up to this? And so it becomes me by myself in school. I'm literally going to school right now and I'm learning. So when I come home, I write it out. And then I'm able to write out and I'm able to think about it and say, okay, oh, this is good shit. This will help me later on. And then it becomes what it is now.
You will face pain on this way, suffering, frustration, humiliation. Accept the pain. Smile at the pain. Embrace the pain. Zbogom, pain is the gatekeeper of destiny. Pain is there to ask you one simple question. Do you really want to achieve your goals? Or are you just a talker?
Your brain needs pressure. It needs constant pressure. And stress and pressure is not a bad thing. We have this thing where we feel like stress is bad. It's bad for you. Bad. You know, you need to relax, man. You need to chill. Stress will kill you. No, being bored will kill you. Not having anything to do will kill you is much more dangerous than stress. I'd rather die under the stress than be bored and have nothing to do. Okay, so feeling that pressure, It makes your eyes pop open. It makes your brain focus. It makes you alert. It makes you want to live. It makes everything seem exciting to you. You've got to get things done.
I'm astounded by how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to be normal. By being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Exceptional people get exceptional results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and expect to not get what everyone else has got. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
If I want to accomplish all my goals, then I need to make sure that my inputs are tied as closely as humanly possible to the outcome. If I want to be satisfied, it doesn't matter at all. And so I think it's marrying those two ideas where the perfect world, in my opinion, would be you work as hard as you possibly can because you thought ahead of time, what is the input that has the closest correlation with the outcome that I want? And then you put your blinders on and you start digging.
People sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. And if that's the case, like some people are stuck in high school. You know, they're stuck in failures that they had like when they were first getting jobs, and they always think that they're a loser, and they don't like the feeling of failure, so they keep low expectations so that they never have to feel that. You gotta get through it. You gotta get through bad feelings. You gotta get through failure. It's very important. And you get through it by just picking yourself back up and moving forward and going.
We all have this voice. It's the right or wrong voice. And a lot of times that voice guides us into comfort. And my voice guided me into comfort a lot. But I have this other voice I heard my whole life saying, hey, motherfucker, what are you doing? Nah, man, we got to go over here. We got to go over here to that rock pile over in the corner where nobody's at. That's where victory's at. We're over in that corner. So this voice was giving me all these answers. Now, I wasn't a real smart kid growing up, but I had this crazy voice in my head saying, over there is where the fucking answers are. And I wouldn't listen to it because over there was pain. Over there was me looking in the mirror. Over there was me being accountable for all these things that went through my life. Even though people put them on me, it's now mine to own. And I didn't want to go over there by myself, but I had to. And this voice was guiding me there. It's God, whatever you want to call it. But that's what it was in me.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
So when I wake up, I know the journey that it takes for me to find my greatness. And it's hard. Nothing is easy. Nothing just like, oh, I wake up and I just do this or I do that. Or it just, you know, I watch people every day go through life and it's so easy. For me to be where I'm at today, it takes every bit of me. So when I speak about it, and as I get going here, you'll start seeing me, the temple will rise, the passion will come out, because I'm back there. I'm doing what I do every day to become a human being. And so nothing is easy. Like, running is running. It sucks. But you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes. You have no fucking idea how great you really are. Because you are using such minimal of what you have.